And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. And it is an absolute delight to be with you here this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined, as always, by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo. Wonderful to be here.
It is. And welcome back, Elise Elliott.
Thanks for having me, both of you.
Well, look, I know NRL has been back for a week or so, and now with AFL back and school in all states back... Mm. Doesn't life in the time of COVID feel a little bit more manageable?
It does. Sorry. Although I had a little bit of melancholy when my little pumpkin went back to school.
I know.
Suddenly the house was so quiet.
It has been lovely to have family time, although that might have been destroyed by the football over the weekend. I don't know. But I think it really does make a difference to the general mood in our communities to be seeing our family, friends when we're doing school drop-off and pick-up and to have footy and NRL games to riff over with your mates. Isn't that important?
Yes.
And tomorrow is the start of Men's Mental Health Week, which covers all elements of men's health. It celebrates the strengths of men, the contributions they make and the important role that they play in society, as well as shining a light on men's health and the major health challenges men experience. And to that end, later on, we'll catch up with Gus Warland, director and founder of men's mental health charity Gotcha for Life. Gus set up Gotcha for Life to reverse the tide of declining mental health and to reduce suicide throughout Australia in men. And we'll talk with him about how to care for our men and boys. Also in the show, we'll learn about immune-boosting olive leaf extract in A to Z of vitamins. We'll be talking Ostalin infant drops. But first up, and very pertinent to men in this Men's Health Week, the first Australian study in a decade into cholesterol has been released, and we'll be speaking with the author of that study, Professor Tom Marwick, cardiologist, researcher and director of the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute. Now, the study reveals that almost half of the people at risk of cardiovascular disease are failing to adequately control their cholesterol. And Gerald, I have to say I find cholesterol a little confusing. You know, there's a lot of talk around good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. But can you explain to us why it's important to keep across it? How does it link to the rest of our health?
It's probably, Jo, one of the most confusing aspects of cardiovascular health because we've probably become very simplistic about cholesterol and we talk about our total cholesterol. And our total cholesterol isn't a meaningful measurement because it's all about ratios. So then we break it down and we talk about so-called good and so-called bad. But it's even more intricate than that because within each of those categories, there are fractions of those cholesterols, as in particle size. Large particle size cholesterol, small particle size cholesterol. So is it any wonder that when a story comes out about cholesterol, it gets in the news? Mm. So this has been good because it's now created a discussion point, particularly for those people who have had a cardiovascular event, as in a heart attack or whatever. And they are the ones that this report targets, and we'll check that with our expert coming up, because they seem to be the ones that aren't following the compliant guidelines where they're taking their medications regularly.
So is it easy to test for it, and is there a level we should know about?
Well, the levels, no, look, in the general expression that I tend to use, and I get a lot of questions about this, and I'm sure our Professor Tom will as well, that people say, my cholesterol is X. What does that mean?
Mm.
So we need to help the education about cardiovascular health and cholesterol and its relationship to the other risk factors, as in diabetes and metabolic syndrome, where we have all sorts of things going pear-shaped. Men particularly, because they're appalling. We stick our heads in the sand and hope the world goes by. So all of this ties in really well with the week, but more particularly, let's try and sort out some of the misconceptions about cholesterol.
Yes. So as always, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873 if you need help with your health today, perhaps with issues with your cholesterol. And as we go into Men's Health Week, let's hear from you men. Give us a call, 131 873, because one of the themes of Men's Health Week is please ask for help. There is no stigma or embarrassment attached to reaching out. And in our small way, we're here for you men. Give us a call. 131-873. Next, what can we learn from the first Australian cholesterol study in a decade, and are you at risk? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your infant's bone health and development with Osterlin Infant Vitamin D3 drops from Chemist Warehouse. Vitamin D3 is important for bone strength and helps to promote calcium absorption. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Osterlin Infant Vitamin D3 drops are now $11.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Support men's mental fitness. Purchase Link's Gotcha for Life products from $2.74 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131-873. And as we go into Men's Health Week, we'd love to hear from you men if you have a question with regard to your health. And I know that, Gerald, frequently you get asked about prostate health, arthritis, all those former footballers out there struggling with their knees.
Yes, that's true. And that's and because we're living longer, Joe, and we want to live as well as we possibly can and be as active as we possibly can. And sometimes we blokes look for an excuse not to do things. And it often means if we can control what we can control, life actually is pretty good.
So give us a call, 131-873, with your questions for your health. But first, the first Australian cholesterol study in a decade shows nearly 50% of Australians at high risk of heart attack or stroke are still neglecting to look after their cholesterol. Professor Tom Marwick is a cardiologist, researcher and director of the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute and the author of the study, which is called Code Red, Overturning Australia's Cholesterol Complacency. And he joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, Tom, we know that you are telling us that we're complacent. What are the other key findings of this study?
Well, the study looks at people that have had a previous heart attack or stroke. So that is what defines this high-risk group. And we know in that population that if we lower cholesterol sufficiently, then we can stop the progression of disease in the arteries. And the results show, as you say, that only about half of the people get to the target level of cholesterol that we would like them to get to. And surprisingly and troublingly, fewer women than men get to this target. So the number of women not getting to the target is approximately 60%, and whereas that's true of just under 50% of men. So there are some other findings. The people who are least likely to get to the target are people that have had a stroke. So heart attacks, people, I think, take their cholesterol a bit more seriously, but it's a problem in both areas. And I guess the thing that we find, I suppose, in a way encouraging about this is that it's a treatable risk. So having recognized that there's a problem, if people respond appropriately, then there are means of getting to that target in a way that there weren't, say, 10 years ago.
Tom, congratulations on all the publications. I was doing a bit of work yesterday afternoon, over 1,200. So you've been in this space for a long, long time. But is the concept of good and bad cholesterol, you know, that's the dinner party conversation these days, isn't it? Is that too simplistic, bearing in mind the various fractions within those particular readings? Have we simplified cholesterol to the point where we've probably lost the plot a bit?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So, look, scientifically, there is a lot of interesting work that is going on and still needs to be done about cholesterol fractions. But even though the LDL and the HDL, the bad and the good cholesterol, are simplistic, nonetheless, there is a huge amount of data about them. And one of the reasons that we feel so strongly about this is that there is survival data that shows that really the lower the better, particularly in this high-risk population. And there's also data about the regression of arterial disease. So if you get the LDL or the bad cholesterol down to a level of less than 1.8 millimoles per litre, then the disease is less likely to progress and it may even regress. Now, the issue is that we're not attaining that in 50% of people.
Tom, my father had a heart attack, and as a result, our family had to go on a low cholesterol diet. So we were told not to eat as much red meat and eat a lot more fish. What options do food, what options should we take when it comes to food and lowering cholesterol?
Yeah, look, diet is an extremely important part of the risk reduction puzzle. And as you just alluded, there are changes to the diet that are, you know, that are reasonably easy to make that will reduce risk. But it is important to to understand that in this secondary prevention group, it's very unusual for diet to be able to do this alone. So, you know, cholesterol can be environmental. You know, obviously in many instances it's driven by an inappropriate diet, but it has a very significant genetic component. And if you've got genes that are working against you, it's really hard to overcome them with diet alone. So in this particular high-risk group, for those people that have had a heart attack or stroke, usually it means taking medications to get to the level that we need.
Tom, why would you say people are complacent about something that seems so critical for their health?
That's a very good question, and it's one that has exercised my mind for quite a while. I think we're so familiar with this story, and there have been so many advances that there's a misperception that the problem has been dealt with. And I think a lot of the attention comes to the acute episode.
Sure.
You know, it's the coming to the hospital, having a stent put in, and there's a misperception that that's a curative step. It's not. It deals with the acute problem, but
sure,
the underlying disease is what's going on with the artery.
And Tom, you mentioned secondary. So we need to clarify that one of the main issues that your report's focused on are those that have had a cardiovascular event but haven't maintained their cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, it's a compliance issue. So surely the pharmacist plays a major role there as well in just enforcing that compliance.
Yeah, look, I think it's a whole of health system issue. It's not. I would be reluctant to blame any particular group here, but it's. I mean, I think it's an issue for the patient insofar as that many patients in a secondary prevention situation don't know what their numbers are, and you know, that's like driving without looking at the speedometer. I mean, they've got a potentially risky scenario. This is one thing that they can treat to reduce that risk, and they should know.
Yeah.
But it's also an issue in how the hospital system integrates with the primary care system. It's very difficult for us in hospitals to see people sequentially every year to keep an eye on what the levels are, and maybe we don't communicate as well as we should. And yes, I think that pharmacists are an important part as well.
Good.
So the advice is, see your doctor, stay on top of your cholesterol, make sure that you monitor it, and don't be complacent. Thank you so much, Professor Tom Marwick from the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute. And that is the theme for today, I think.
Mm.
Engage with your health.
And get involved. Look after yourself.
Absolutely.
And ask questions. You were saying, Gerald, traditionally men don't tend to ask a lot of questions about their health.
No. In case you incriminate yourself.
if you don't ask, there's no problem.
No.
Mm.
Right.
Well, we welcome your calls, 131-873, if you're needing a little boost for your health today. We are speaking at this time about cholesterol, and we welcome calls specifically from men as we go into Men's Health Week. Peter, happy Men's Health Week to you.
Oh, thank you for that. My family has familial hypercholesterolemia. This is a question for Professor Marwick, if he was still there. I've been monitoring my LDL subfractions since year 2011.
Yes.
And I've never, almost never had any of the small dents appear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, the ratio of small dents to LDL has gone up by a multiple of about 6.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I'm concerned for is, what would cause that sudden increase and also a fairly sudden drop to the lowest ever level of LDL?
Well, now, we should say that Tom has unfortunately gone.
He's
but Gerald can help you there.
A couple of comments, Peter. I think that monitoring, as you're doing, is just wonderful because it shows you're involved, and that's what today's all about. But I think that's a question you ask to either your GP or your cardiologist. These fractions we're talking about here, the tiny little bits about the total cholesterol, those fractions will float up and down depending on liver function, on your stress levels, on what else is happening in your body. But, you know, I don't stress about them. You're managing it. You're involved in it. Well done.
Thank you so much there, Peter. We welcome your calls, 131873. If you're needing a little help, we'll have more of your calls in a moment. Plus, next on the House of Wellness, the power of olive leaf extract for your immunity. Stay with us.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your infant's bone health and development with Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops from Chemist Warehouse. Vitamin D3 is important for bone strength and helps to promote calcium absorption. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops are now $11.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Support men's mental fitness. Purchase Link's Gotcha for Life products from $2.74 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131873, with your health questions. But we're bringing you lots of great research today, this time about olive leaf extract. Olive leaf extract contains antioxidants and is used in Western herbal medicine to support the immune system and general well-being. Excuse me. Research recently by two Australian universities found Comvita's unique olive leaf extract made from fresh leaves contains 30 times more antioxidants than the equivalent amount of the best virgin olive oils. And to tell us more, we're joined by Melissa Webb from Comvita. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us, what are the health benefits that come from olive leaf extract?
Okay, so olive leaf extract provides beneficial antioxidant polyphenols such as allurepin, which is used to support general well-being and cardiovascular health. It's also being used in traditional Western herbal medicine to support the immune system as well.
So what general health benefits can come from this?
So it will help increase your immune system, and the stronger your immune system is, the more able you are to fight off cough, cold and flu and that type of thing. And it is very good for cardiovascular health as well.
Melissa, one of the features of the Comvita range is fresh picked. Can you explain to us what fresh picked means and the fact that many others on the market are not fresh picked?
Yep, so, well, it's just like a good drink of orange juice. You know, fresh orange juice always is a lot nicer than something that's made from reconstituted fruit. So our olive leaf extract is harvested, we harvest every morning directly off of our trees, and we have over a million trees across our two farms. And, you know, we harvest and then it's straight into the factory within an hour of that harvesting occurring, and then about 5 hours later we've actually got a finished product.
I do love imagining that particular olive grove. It's in southeast Queensland, is that right, Melissa?
It sure is. So we're in the Lockyer Valley. We've got two farms. Both farms are about 400 acres in size. So, yeah, you look out from our main office and you're just looking over all the rows of olive trees, sunsets. Absolutely beautiful.
What a beautiful place that
Melissa,
must be.
I've had the pleasure of spending a day there, having stayed in the little motel just along the road and sharing one of the bathrooms with a tiger snake. I will never forget. I will never forget my day at your farm, and it was the quickest toilet visit I have ever had.
Well, it's truly natural out there. That's
well,
why.
As far as I was concerned, it was a threat.
But you needed more than olive leaf extract after that experience.
I did. That made it unforgettable.
Well,
it is a regular occurrence for us. We have signs up warning our visitors now that we do have snakes around the farm.
Melissa, how often would you recommend taking an olive leaf extract supplement?
I recommend taking about 15 mils every day.
There you go.
It's very simple. I know you do, Gerald.
Yep. Well, look, I just think, and the health benefits are just enormous. And look, it's just a lovely, lovely extract.
Yeah, well, you've written a little booklet on it, Gerald.
I have. And that was a long time ago, and we've learnt so much more now, at least, about the benefits of regular use of olive leaf.
Thank you so much, Melissa Webb. It sounds lovely up there. I think I can hear birds through the phone as well. So
yes, lots of birds here, yes.
I feel transported to where you are. It's very lovely. Thank you so much. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks.
Well, of course, we love taking your calls on 131 873. And Robert in Melbourne has given us a call. Hi there, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Good morning to you both. Thanks for this program. I really enjoy it.
Good.
I'm 63 years old, Gerald, and I've got an enlarged benign prostate.
Yes.
Which means I get up a couple of times a night to go to the bathroom, and it's driving me radio rental. So can you recommend... Can you recommend any effective herbs or vitamins?
Sure. Yes, Robert.
And whether I should avoid any, should I avoid anything in my diet like dairy foods?
Yes.
Is it dairy foods?
No, you go and enjoy your dairy because that's a source of calcium. The thing to avoid is actually beer, because beer interferes with the production of a hormone, which causes your prostate cells to just keep producing. So enlarged prostates are perfectly normal for a man your age. Now, there is a herb called, two words, saw palmito. And what that herb does is interfere with the process of that cell production. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple. There's a number of good Aussie extracts and New Zealand extracts available. And you can take it, Robert, without any problem at all. Now, a couple of other hints. Avoid beer.
That's a real shock.
How can you say that during footy season?
Well, I'm sorry, there are... Does that hurt hearing that, Robert?
You'll find, Robert, that if you do avoid beer, you will notice a difference fairly quickly. And look, I have a beer every now and again, but there are other things, and it just is a gradual move away. And it's not all about, of course, alcohol, but control also how much liquid you have before you go to bed at night. And that'll get you back. And getting up once is probably okay, but you need those 90-minute periods of sleep to be undisturbed. But saw palmito is a brilliant, brilliant extract with plenty of research to back it up.
Oh, all the best with that, Robert. And, you know, have a glass of wine instead, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of options.
And interestingly in that, it's often the partner who complains about the disturbed sleep. So it's the partner that says to his or her doctor, I'm worried about X because they get up four or five or six times.
Well, as we enter Men's Health Week, I think often the partner is the advocate for the man in their lives. Ooh. And to that end, we welcome Karen on the line. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
You have a question with regard to your husband?
Yes, I do. He recently had a blood test and his ferritin level was very high.
Yes.
And I just wondered the implications of that and what it means.
Did the doctor make a comment about that elevated level, Karen?
No, but I'm looking at the pathology results and it's been high previously also.
Sure. So he may just live with that. Now, iron's very important. We need it for so many things. So I would get a full explanation from his GP. You'll have to do it, of course, because he won't. you'll have to. You need a full explanation as to the ramifications, what he can do to maybe investigate a little further.
Good luck with that, Karen. Thank you so much for your call. Next up, we talk men's mental health with dear friend of the show, Gus Warland from Gotcha for Life. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Support men's mental fitness. Purchase Link's Gotcha for Life products from $2.74 each. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Well, tomorrow kicks off Men's Health Week. We've gone a little early here today because we're embracing men's health and we thought we should chat with our good mate Gus Warland, director and founder of men's mental health charity Gotcha for Life. He joins us now. Hello, lovely Gus.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you? It's lovely to hear from you on a beautiful Sunday morning.
It is always a joy to chat with you, Gus. Now, Gotcha for Life has been doing some incredible work in raising awareness of men's mental health over the years, and I'm sure that you've learned a lot about how to care for our men and boys. What's one of your most important learnings?
Oh, the most important learning for me is don't worry alone. So if you think about the term don't worry alone, that will allow you to realise that any time you've got anything bubbling around in that silly head of ours, especially us blokes, don't worry alone. Don't keep it to yourself. Let someone know. You don't need to tell the world. You don't need to have a deep and meaningful conversation every 5 minutes or burst into tears, but you need to tell someone how you are feeling and what you're worried about. And that way, we're more of a chance to actually come up with some sort of solution to be able to get you through it, because we're still losing six beautiful blokes every single day in this country. It's the number one way to die if you're a young Australian male aged between 15 and 44. Plus, we lose over two ladies a day, and we have over 70,000 attempts of suicide. So we're not doing something right, Joe. Mm. So we need to change the way that we look. What's it like to be a man and a woman today compared to what it was, the rules that we now live by, which were perhaps set way too long ago? It's time to look at the man box and the lady box and go, you know what? We're going to do something a little bit different, because this is where we're at and it's not good enough.
Gus, suicide's been such a taboo topic, especially in the media. We're often instructed not to discuss it. How important is it to open dialogue about this really important and terrifying issue?
Oh, look, absolutely. I'm totally against not talking about it, because it leads to a stigma. It leads to something that's a taboo, as you say. So why don't we talk about it? When you see things in the paper, we talk about it on our radio shows, and then we give the Lifeline number at the end. Everyone knows what we're talking about. So why don't we just fess up, put your hand up and say, this is the problem. It might just take away that stigma and taboo and allow us to talk about it a little bit more openly, because what we've been doing in the past isn't working. So let's do something different and try it at least.
Gus, congratulations on being a shadow of your former self as I watch your transformation from a body shape that was once a different body shape than it is now. But more,
that's very diplomatic, Gerald.
Well, Gus is bigger than I am. I've got to be very careful. Gus, Gotcha for Life's introduced a number of new initiatives, and there's one in particular called Cuppa of Life. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Cuppa of Life is basically 8:30 to 9 o'clock every weekday morning. It just opens up your day with some positivity. So all my sort of mates, if you like, and people that I know, just having a chat to a bloke called Luke Cook. Cookie is just this absolute jack-in-the-box. And you go online and you buy a cup of coffee for $5, which is obviously a donation to Gotcha for Life, or you can have an egg and bacon roll and a coffee for $10, or a full English for $20. And it's a way to donate and to listen to people like Bianca Chatfield or myself or Steve Smith or people like that that I know. We had Lane Beachley on the other day, just talking about their lives and how they've got through stuff in their lives. And it's just such a positive way to start your morning. So when Cookie came up with the idea, we jumped on board with him. And, you know what it's like, guys, just to wake up with some positivity and happiness and just kickstart your day. And I absolutely love being a part of it. And we've been able to raise some really good funds as well.
Gus, what about the coronavirus and its impact on men's health when you look at heightened stress due to things like isolation and unemployment?
Yeah. Oh, it's been the saddest last few months in terms of men's mental health, or all of our mental health, to be absolutely honest with you. And the numbers that I'm hearing, that we're going to have the suicide rate's going to increase by even 50%. So when you think of those numbers I've already spoken about, it's a national crisis. And people feel now, men in particular, need to have something to wake up to in the morning. And a lot of blokes now, through no fault of their own, haven't got that. They haven't got their processes to go through. So a lot of blokes are in a lot of struggle. And people are worried when all the things that the government have put into place, when they all run out September, October, what's going to happen then? What's the new world going to look like? So we've had a huge amount of men saying to us, you know, I just don't know what I can do anymore. And this is how I'm feeling. And they're going down a real dark hole. So this is a problem that the government are going to have to start working on, is prevention of suicide, you know, starting right at the point where it's okay to have a bad day, it's okay not to feel okay, building the emotional muscle so you're mentally fit, just like you have to exercise when you're talking about your physical fitness. That's the type of positive stuff that we like to talk about, and that's why we love Chemist Warehouse so much, because the month of June is our month with Chemist Warehouse, and that gives us the bulk of the funds for us to go out and look after our program partners to build this mental fitness.
Sure.
And that's why I love these guys so much. They've been with me right from the start.
Gus, for those with men in their lives, have you got a couple of things that they might keep an eye out for which might signal some issues?
Well, Doc, it's really interesting. Blokes are very good at holding on and putting on a mask and putting on the armour and making out that everything's okay. So that's the first problem. So it's more about teaching the guy to actually be open, honest and vulnerable. Stick your hand up, walk up to someone you love and say, you know what? I might seem to everyone else that I'm coping well, but I'm not. Sharing that's going back to what I said right off the top when Joe asked me that question.
Sure.
Don't worry alone. teaching blokes to not worry alone, to share how they feel, will start the conversation that could save their life. Because at the moment, we're bottling it up. It's what we've been taught from the start of our lives, is to get those emotions and bottle them up and press them down and don't let them out. We're now saying that rule, that man rule, is archaic. It's wrong. It's killing Australian men. We're not doing it anymore. We're putting a line in the sand. It's up to you as a bloke to show the balls enough to be vulnerable and say, you know what, I'm not coping. I haven't got all the answers. And technology is another wonderful thing through COVID. Just we're isolated, but we're not. We're only physically isolated. You can still pick up the phone, FaceTime, text. Keep in contact with people. This is a time to let people know that you love them and it's okay not to be okay. And just to have that deeper, vulnerable friendship rather than the stuff that we tend to have, which is a little bit, you know, superficial. It's time to turn some mates into some friends, proper friends.
And Gus, I really love, as a place for men, Men's Shed. I also love the Beyond Blue website. What's your favourite go-to? What's your big suggestion if men are listening now and really need some help?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, of course, Beyond Blues and so forth are fantastic. Mm. Are You OK's, Black Dog. There's so many wonderful people. Movember doing wonderful work in men's mental health as well. Of course, our Gotcha for Life website is there for everyone to go to as well. And if you want a program into your area, your local club or your local work, please just give us a call and we can organise it for you. But I'd really say, guys, just find someone in your life who's your Gotcha for Life mate that you can be open, honest and vulnerable with. That's the most important thing. Turn one of your mates into a friend. And don't be afraid to tell people how you truly feel. And please, don't worry alone. That's the most important thing. If you think, don't worry alone and what that means, then put all those things in place. And it's time to throw away that old-fashioned, stereotypical Aussie bloke that she'll be right, mate, I don't want your help. It's time to put your hand out to someone that you love and say, hey, I need your help.
Oh, Gus, as always, we thank you for your time and thank you for the work you continue to do with Gotcha for Life in keeping our men and boys safe. Have a great Men's Health Week. Gus, you're looking the picture of health. We love it.
Well, Lukey Hines helped me out.
He has.
25 kilos down and I've just finished an 8K walk. I'm just about to go and have my only latte I'm allowed for the week.
Well, enjoy it. Thank you so much, Gus. We have got time for one question here. Hello, Colin. Good morning.
Hi, Colin.
Good morning. How's everyone in there?
We're well. Great. How can we help?
Yes, just going back to the cholesterol.
Yes.
I've had 3 heart attacks in the last 3 years, so I'm on quite a bit of medication. Now, I was going through my medication with a doctor on broad aches and some other issues going on, and they said with my statin I take, I should be taking that at night time because apparently it works a lot better. Is there truth in that? Or
No, I'm not a great fan of statins at night, Colin, because some of them can actually cross the blood-brain barrier and interfere with your sleep quality. So it doesn't. The important thing is, particularly for you, based on Professor Tom's talk before, is to make sure you take it every day. But you can take it in the morning if you wish.
Thank you so much, Colin. Well, we'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your infant's bone health and development with Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops from Chemist Warehouse. Vitamin D3 is important for bone strength and helps to promote calcium absorption. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops are now $11.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Support men's mental fitness. Purchase Link's Gotcha for Life products from $2.74 each. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. Now it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And, Gerald, we have talked about vitamin D3 being so important for bones and muscles. But let's talk about infants and children. How important is vitamin D3 for them?
The issue here with infants is that breast milk doesn't contain a lot of vitamin D naturally. So you've got to remember, infants don't go out and lie in the sun, although perhaps with a bit of nappy free time, you can put a backside in the sun, but generally that age doesn't go out. So there's about half Australian babies who have low vitamin D levels. And it is so important for the development of bones and muscles and immune function. So it's something, particularly for breastfed children, that we should never ignore. And often a drop a day is enough just to keep the levels up to where they should be.
Would you test children to find out, or do you just give them the drops regardless?
If they're breastfed, bearing in mind what I just said, that breast milk, poor source, they're not in the sun, so it's worthwhile doing that. But if you've got concerns, you discuss it with your doctor or paediatrician and get the most appropriate advice. But there is supplementation available if needed, and it just is a drop a day.
And I remember growing up, my mum insisting we have a glass of milk every day for our teeth and bones.
There
but absorbing that calcium, we need vitamin D.
We do, again. And that's what babies, particularly when they're thriving, that's what they need.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Austolin, Australia's number one bone health brand. Thank you so much for your calls this morning on 131 873. Gordon has called. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Gordon. How can we help?
I'm in my late 60s, and some 8 years or so ago, I was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, much to my surprise. But I'm taking the regular medication from my heart specialist and leading an active life.
Good.
I feel good about it, even though I know I'll have it for the rest of my life. My question, Doctor, is has there been any developments in the area of atrial fibrillation that you're aware of?
First of all, Gordon, I need to clarify, I'm not a doctor, I'm a pharmacist and master herbalist, so that's the important thing. And look, it's fact, I've got some GP mates who have got AF, and I think that the important thing is you take your medication, you listen to what your heart's saying, because normally with AF, if you go into AF, you normally get a couple of little warning signs. But look, as far as research, it's going on all the time, but it's something which is entirely manageable and will help you live, those medications will help you live to a ripe old age, Gordon.
Thank you so much, Gordon. If you weren't able to get your questions answered this morning, of course, go to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask Gerald tab there.
That's and well used, and responses will be as prompt as I possibly can, but sometimes I get swamped.
Well, you're very much in demand.
Well,
this
I just what I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, and you're knowledgeable.
Yes, it's true. Well, Elise and Gerald, I would say that our theme today, and certainly going into Men's Health Week, is seek help.
Yes.
Don't be complacent.
Yes.
Yeah. And talk. Ask questions.
Yes. Catch up with a mate.
Yes. Push hard to get the help you need to manage your life and work and family. Wherever you may need help, don't think that there's any kind of stigma attached to that.
I've got in the House of Wellness, in all the newspapers today, Joe, I've written a little article, which is just a teaser, about men who have retired. So they suddenly lose that business thread and find themselves, well, now what do I do?
It's called relevance deprivation syndrome.
There you go.
Coined by Gareth Evans.
That's
there you
a
go.
Very good term.
It's difficult for guys.
Yes, of course it is. It's very difficult.
Thank
so
gosh.
Do make sure that you seek help, talk to your wife, your friends and workmates, ask the questions, are you okay? But also be willing to share that you're not okay. Because as soon as you make yourself vulnerable, other people will be vulnerable with you. It's really important. The focus on men's health continues on House of Wellness TV today as well on Channel 7 on midday. AFL midfielder Dane Beams shares his battle with mental health and his secret to recovery, which was he traded his footy boots for paintbrushes.
Goodness
Isn't
me.
That divine? Elise, thank you so much for joining
love
us.
Speaking of footy, go Swannies.
Oh, okay.
Just thought I'd throw that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, sure.
Settle. We don't. On this program, we don't.
Gerald, thank you so much again for your time. We
thank
wish you.
You
all a very safe and well week and a happy Men's Health Week to you, Gerald.
Thank you very much, Joe. Go Cats.
Well, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.